So again, welcome to each and every one of you, and thank you for taking the time for yourselves to be here and join me for this workshop. I hope, even if you get one thing, I hope you'll get more, but if you even have one new thing that you take away from here, it would have been very much worth your while. My prayer, my intent is that we are together guided, and that I'll be guided to impart what you each need to receive for your highest good. And so this topic is really very exciting because it really relates to everything that we came here to do. It relates to how we implement our plans, and it is the opportunity and the gift that heaven gives us when we took the plunge, so to speak, and decided to come into this world, into this dimension, into this reality. And we came with a very specific set of skills already inborn within us, talents, abilities, not only from us or maybe from what we consider past lives, but from our ancestors. We took from them also certain skills and abilities and resources, and everything is within us. But we chose specific themes that we wanted to explore in this life. So right from the get-go, we are given all that we need to do what we promised ourselves that we would do in this life, always. So the soul always gets what it needs, regardless of whether you know it or not, understand it or not, or think about it or not. The soul always gets what we need. And sometimes, if we're lucky, if we're blessed, we also get a lot of the things, or many of the things that we want. But those two don't necessarily correlate. Those two don't necessarily come together as a package, the needs and the wants. So if that's the case, and that is the case, sometimes, again, you do get your wants. But you will always get what you need. So if that is the case, then want what you need. And life will be much easier in that regard. And you will feel like we always fulfill it. So with that in mind, we are not here to learn from the beginning, you know, how it is that we're going to manifest in this life, in this year, in next year, in the next decade, and we feel like we have to learn and not new. But in reality, we know, and this is just, even this workshop is just an adventure, a presentation to lead you to a state more conducive to remembering. Because what happens is that we go from the spirit world and choose to have this physical experience, and then we are given, of course, and we choose for ourselves a personality, the ego structure, a personality that being and growing in this life, slowly but surely, we get, unfortunately, we begin to identify with or over-identify with our personalities, with our egos, with what we want, with what we believe we need, so on and so forth. And we are fed since babies and before a diet of thoughts, belief systems, traditions, cultures, emotions, experience, life experiences, traumas, along with many good things. But we begin to identify as if we are only our personality, and we're not our personality. The personality structure is just created to help us navigate and be able to navigate through this physical experience. But we are souls. And so we start forgetting what the soul, what our soul needs and came here. I'm saying all that because in the process of manifestation, we want to remind ourselves that we are souls, that we are divine sparks of the all that is, however you want to term the concept of God, however you want to understand it for yourself. And so, what are we? If we're not our personality, and we're not our thoughts, and we're not our bodies, and we're not our emotions, what are we? Who are we? We are divine sparks. We are a reflection of the all that is, of the source of all the creative personal power that we all see here, manifested as solid, as if it's solid. So we are energy, and energy has its own language. A language that we have perhaps forgotten, really, because in the process of manifestation, then we think, okay, if I use just this mantra, or there is a science, an art and science of speaking, the way you speak, the way you choose your words carefully, but it is not the language of the universe. It is not the way in which the universe communicates with you. So if we're energy, we need to remind ourselves that the language of the universe is frequency, is energy, which translates in frequency, in signals. And most of us have forgotten that language. And truly, to manifest easily, gracefully, beautifully, with ease, with grace, with that divine inspiration, our job is to really get to a state of living ourselves in a higher frequency and be able to communicate our thoughts and our ideas and our desires and our intentions to the universe. And the universe immediately, automatically will respond to our frequency. So if we are emitting a frequency, a lower frequency in terms of our emotions, and we're anxious or depressed or a little bit sad, whatever, but we want to connect to others, or we want to, we want to manifest a new house, just for a good example. But we're emitting all the time that we're nervous, that fearful thoughts. It doesn't resonate very well with the universe. It doesn't match. The universe gets confusing and contradictory kind of signals, and it responds to the signals that it's most emitting, because that's the language of the universe. So this is what I really want you to get, because being in the right frequency and sending the right frequency to the universe is all you need to do. Not all, but that takes care of the key element of how to manifest in this life. Your job is not, which we over-focus in, we over-focus in how we're going to get it done, and what do I need to do, and what's the first step, and now what do I do, and what's the next step, and we kind of put it together in an illusion that linearly, and manifestation does not work that way. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work linearly. We give it the illusion of linear, one step over the other, but that doesn't necessarily mean that what you want to manifest is working that way. Your job is not to come up with how you're going to manifest it. That you leave up to the universe, and that you leave up to your higher mind to conceive. We all have our higher minds. That's the non-local aspect of our souls. Non-local, non-linear, non-rational, intuitive, all-knowing. The higher mind can conceive and can, as an oversoul, can guide you the best way and inspire you in a moment of a second of what you need to do next or what the next step is if you just relax into that knowingness. Rather than forcing your physical mind, which is not designed to come up with how you're going to get things done. And it sounds like, wow, that's weird. I never thought about it in this way. But it's not a physical mind that is conceiving anything, believe it or not, anything. All the conceptions, all the inspirations are coming from the higher mind. Your physical mind's job is to receive it. So when we overburden ourselves and our physical mind, how? And we get, you know, and but how is it going to get done? And I'm nervous, and what's going to happen? And this and that. You're taking on burdens that don't belong to, and that wears us down. And that it tires us out because we're not supposed to carry those burdens. Because the universe would like to, it loves to help you and supports you. It supports you already unconditionally. Unconditionally. It supports you so unconditionally that if you want to feel down or depressed or sad or what we call negative or whatever, whatever you frequency you're exploring, it lets you think that you're even not connected to God or to the all that is. That's how unconditionally the universe supports you in what you want. But in reality, there's no way, there is no separation, that's an illusion. There's no limitation, that's an illusion that we put on ourselves. I mean, we're in physical bodies, so there's limitations there. But there's no disconnection. We're always connected. Always, always, always connected. So just if we could relax enough to know that and that we are guided all the time, we help ourselves to we don't interfere as much. We don't interfere in the way things have to manifest in that regard. Does that make sense to you? Yes? Does that help a little bit to put things a little bit in context of the context of how we want to manifest? Also, the universe works in such a way in terms of helping us manifest whatever desires we have because it wants to work in the most efficacious, the most economical, the most efficient way. And it knows what is in your best interest. You, we all get in our way. We think it should happen this way or that way or a connection this way. So through this person, I'm going to try to expand and I wanna be able to develop this relationship. I wanna have this partner, and we limit ourselves by doing that. We limit ourselves by doing that. We don't do ourselves a service. The best way to work is to leave it up to the higher mind to see what is the best for us? Because we really don't know if something is in our best interest or how we're limiting it. So if you allow the universe to give it to you in whatever form, it thinks the form may change. You can express in your mind, in a frequency, a desire. So give me, for example, let's make an example here. Anybody here that wishes to share something they already thought they wanted to manifest for this coming year? Let me hear from, please.
A moving house.
A moving house.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So in that, it is okay, and we're going to engage in this exercise in a meditation, manifestation meditation, where you can visualize and express to the universe your desire, okay? But if you go about it being open in the flow of what the universe shows you, because one of the key elements we have to pay attention as we go about any manifestation, like when you go about seeing a house, is paying very much attention to the synchronicities that the universe wants to give you. The synchronicities. Immediately it's going to respond. So there are two kinds of synchronicities. One is a green light synchronicity, the traffic light, and one is a red light synchronicity. So green light synchronicity would be, oh, I wanted to explore X area for the houses. And there your realtor is saying, oh, guess what? It just appeared one on the market. And I need you to see it. I want you to see it. And you thought about that, or you something clicked within you that resonated, and that kind of coincided. That's a green light synchronicity, for example, in terms of you following that hunt and intuition. Okay? But a red light synchronicity might be, I want to see in this area. And your realtor saying, I don't have anything available for you now, but this is the only area that I'm interested in this area. And they said, okay, I'll keep it in mind and I'll give you the listings, but right now, this is what it is. You gotta pay attention. That might be a red synchronicity. That doesn't mean that you won't find it in that area, but it may mean that it's not the right time, the right timing to buy a house in that area. It might be that there's a house in another area that you haven't even thought of, that you didn't really thought of, that the universe wants you to take a look. And so right there, the universe is telling you, no, don't go there, don't go there. I have something better for you in mind, don't go there. You gotta remain open and pay attention. How is the universe communicating with you? Just a simple example, but it is a good example in terms of moving forward. Now, it's not only knowing, it's knowing to have the clear vision of what you want, that's a must. The clearer your vision of what you want to do or accomplish or manifest, the clearer and the higher frequencies you are in terms of your emotions and how you align the language of that with your emotions, the more open you are in the flow and remaining in the in the positive state, the more current of energy you're going to have towards realizing that. You know, the clearer the vision, the higher the frequency. But we must decide at any given moment, what is the frequency that we want to be at to, and that takes a little training, mind you, because we have all been programmed and conditioned to think to think in negative terms. That's, unfortunately, we were built with that already with the amygdala and were designed already to look and to be always on the alert for what threatens us. So that's already built in us. But then you have the programming of conditioning of ourselves, our parents, our great grandparents, seven generations going back, society's insistence, powers beyond our powers that have always wanted to keep us in a low frequency. So this is all why we must entrain ourselves and our minds to think now in terms of frequency and energy, and not give in to that power. So that is, because that is going to be a challenge moving forward all the time. Now, why do you think, just asking the question here, why do you think that something may not manifest as easily as you hope it would be? If we continue with your example, because it's a good example.
I myself create roadblocks. I go, oh my God, house prices are going up. This is not going to happen. I can't get what I want. And then someone says to me, oh, I've seen a house, and I think, there's no way, and then it's off. I go and look at it, and it's gone. And I think, and then I start a circle of thought, this is not going to happen, this is not going to happen, I'm going to be stuck here forever. So that's my own self-fulfilling prophecy there. I'm doing it to myself.
Correct. This is how we engage with ourselves. And that's where the retraining the mind is critical, to catch yourself in that moment. To catch yourself in that moment. Now, and so if you remain, so what is that showing you? If you capture your own thoughts and your own self-talk, it's telling you, in the process of manifestation, when we get into a roadblock like that, it's telling you, here, this is your thoughts. The universe is still communicating with you at all times. So it's not that it abandoned you. It's communicating with your own soul and saying, look at this thought. Look at this thought that you're putting out. It's begging you to look at your specific belief system that is interfering with that manifestation. So you have to identify the core belief that's preventing you or slowing you down and keeping you in the lower frequency, preventing you from moving forward.
So, but, so like, you don't deserve it. I don't deserve that.
So oh, that is the core. Correct.
Else.
And yeah. Most of us have a variation on that core belief. All of us, if not most of us, I say most of us because it's all of us. Yes.
Okay, but I kind of feel like a dumbass. What? Because I tell myself all the time, this is happening. I'm making it happen. I deserve this.
Yes.
That's my self-talk.
Okay.
But that's not happening fast enough for me.
Okay. Let's take that, because thank you for bringing that up. That's excellent that you brought it up.
I don't do the negative.
You think you don't.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, you think you don't. So it's not just the language. The language is a good thing to pay attention to, how you talk. But you might be expressing in the right language, but language by itself doesn't have the fuel, the momentum enough to make something happen. If it's not happening, it is because you need to dig deeper into your subconscious a belief that you don't know and are not aware that you have. Trust me, and I'm going to give you another secret. In the process, in our built-in way of how we are designed, all of us have the same motivational mechanism, and it works like this. All of us. There are no exceptions to this rule. No exceptions. Not for you, not for you, not for you, not for me, not for anybody. And it works like this. We always move in the direction that we believe serves us. You got that? We always move forward in the direction that we believe serves us. We always move away from what we believe does not serve us. So the only way that something does not manifest, if you're putting the right language and you're saying those things and you are doing the actions that you're doing and you're creating an action, is because there is a belief in yourself, in your subconscious, in your unconscious mind, that's saying to you, if I move forward in the direction that serves me, that will be worse. In other words, the belief kind of overrides that motivation, it hijacks that motivational mechanism. There's a belief that needs to be explored and thought of, looked at, examined, and released.
How do you get to that and release it?
We're going to do a meditation for that. We're going to do a meditation that's going to show you one way in which we can release it. But that is showing you that there's a belief there that you didn't know you have that's preventing you to move in the direction that you think you believe serves us. Always, that's always the case, that there's a belief system or there's a stored emotion or there is a limitation, a self-imposed limitation that's preventing you from doing that. So in your case, you know that, for example, if you know that you think that way, you know that's an area you have to change. You know that goes by itself. However, you can take that experience of not manifesting, and say to yourself, if you remain, so you must remain in the positive feeling, in the positive state. While it's not manifesting, you remain in the positive state and try to gain something, try to gain the wisdom of what that blockage is giving you. If you do that, so if you now have a new goal that is going to be, I'm going to reverse engineer and I'm going to choose very carefully my words and the way I express, and I'm going to catch myself, then you gain the benefit, and even that quote-unquote negative experience will be used in the process of your manifestation. And those blockages, or so-called blockages, are a part of our manifestation. Not only the positive, are a part of manifestation. If it's not happening fast enough, is because you're not trusting the divine timing in which things have to be. And everything is always in divine timing. So if it's not happening, pay attention. That's a red light synchronicity that's showing it may not be the right. Maybe you need to do something else that's going to open up later on. Maybe you need to acquire an additional skill before you do that. May, you understand?
Yes.
And then always be...
I don't know if this is off topic, but in the last, I'm going to say 3 weeks, I have had dreams about animals, and then when I look it up for the dream, it's all really positive. And it pertains, I'm like, okay, maybe you are doing the right thing. You know?
Okay, so that is wonderful that you have that recollection, and of course, and animals and the particular attributes and qualities are designed, whatever animal is showing to you in your dream state, that animal is communicating with you, that archetype is communicating with you as to what supporting you and what you need to include and integrate within yourself to move forward. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm dreaming, like I'm recalling the dreams very
excellent, and make sure you journal.
Well, yeah, and when I look them up, and it's a good thing I am remembering in detail, because
write it out.
They'll specifically ask me the color of the animal, and what was the animal doing, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, and particularly your feelings. What were your feelings with that particular dream? What was your interaction? What was your relationship to that animal?
Mm-hmm.
Did the animal was nice to you? Was mild? The animal was attacking you? The animal? How were you feeling? And so that all gives you clues into the meaning. But look at the particular character traits of the animal. So that is very good.
Okay.
So the point is that in the process of manifestation, you're gonna get different roadblocks or things that, but that is there for a reason. And if you remain in that positive state, you can gain its wisdom and then integrate it in your manifestation. So, and there's any questions so far like this? Any questions on that? I'm going to share with you a formula, because the million dollar question in terms of, we're going to talk about frequency and energy, is, well, how do I get into a high frequency state of being, correct? I mean, that is really kind of the million dollar question. So I'm going to share with you a formula that I didn't come up with it, but was given to us by a race of very advanced beings that are working with us to support us and to help us elevate and expand our consciousness. And you've all heard of ascension, and when the process of transformation and ascension, right? So everybody has heard that. Okay. So they're helping us towards that. They're not doing the work for us, but this particular advanced race is very, very grateful to the human race, because if it were not for the human race, they wouldn't be. They would have already been extinct. And in thanking us and in gratitude to the service that we provided, not knowingly to our DNA, they are sharing their wisdom and what has allowed them to advance. So you can use this formula and train yourself to do it to the best of your ability, and this will get you and help you be in a higher state of frequency to better communicate with the universe. And it goes like this. You need to act on your highest excitement. Anybody heard this before? No? This is new for everybody? Great. Okay, so pay attention. You need to act on your passion, on what excites you, on your whatever you want to manifest. You need to act on it at any given time to the best of your ability and take it as far as you can to, in that moment, to the best of your ability, without any insistence or assumptions as to what the outcome might be or should be. No insistence whatsoever. Again, because you don't know what is ultimately in your highest and best interest that it should manifest, realize for you. The universe knows best. And if something that you consider negative happens in the process of that manifestation, remain in a positive state to glean, extract, and integrate the wisdom of whatever that experience is presenting to you, because it's there for a reason, showing you something, wanting you to interact with it so that you can integrate that learning and lesson, and then you continue to act on it. And if you do that moment to moment, you will be fulfilling, and you will be living a really meaningful kind, meaningful life, moment to moment. And it also keeps you in the present moment. So another secret of manifestation is, suppose you get the house, and then as human beings, you know, we get very excited. Oh, I actually manifested the house. I can't believe it. Like, can you? Right?
Yeah.
And then you immediately go into, what else can I manifest? What? I want this now. Don't do that. Don't do that. Remain in the state of gratitude, acknowledging what you had just been received. Remain, acknowledge what you have just been received. Again, that state of gratitude, that state of groundness, that state of being heart-centered already is, you're already creating or co-creating by staying in that state and appreciating that which you have just beginning. And by doing that, and keeping yourself in the present tense, in the present moment, then you're allowing already automatically whatever needs to happen next, happen. But don't immediately jump to the next. Just remain in that state of gratitude. That is another kind of gem, the emotions are very, we are given emotions, we are kind of pretty much the only race that, let me think, I lost my train of thought. That has such a wide range of emotions here. Other kind of species and races work on much fewer kind of emotional spectrum. This is why they're so very interested in us. But the point being is that utilize the gift of your wide spectrum of emotions to give it the fuel in terms of whatever you want to manifest. You need that fuel, that emotion. If it doesn't carry that excitement, that's why that the frequency is so important, the excitement, the inspiration, the positivity, the enthusiasm, the joy, then that is what will give the strength for it to manifest easier. Not just the words, the emotion, the frequency, the remaining positive, the trusting that the universe, that it knows better for you, that all together in the, is what allows our desires to be manifested in this regard. Any questions on that? Questions.
Yeah, what about, I get all of that, that's great, right? But what about, do you think that you should be talking about certain things with certain people? Because certain people will sort of say, oh, well, this could happen and this could happen. So is it better to not talk to anyone about anything and just try and keep your frequency up?
Excellent question. I have been guilty personally of opening my mouth at the wrong time, or too prematurely. No, it's true. I think we've all done it because we get excited about what we want, and we, you know, we get excited. So here's the rule. So on that, you never talk to people that are not vibrating in your own wavelength. So if you think that you go, you know, instinctively, intuitively, you know, if there is a resistance, and you know, if you feel it, we all feel whether someone resonates with us or not, well, we all feel it internally. You don't talk to, you don't talk. But it's like a seed. Look at it this way. You plant a seed in the garden. Do you open up the soil every day to see how that seed is doing? No, we don't do that. You just let it grow. You just let the time grow and integrate it. So the same thing with some chair. With people that you absolutely know are supportive of you and believe in the same thing that you believe. And you understand? And you can trust that person? Yes. Then that amplification of energy will work in your favor, in the favor of the thing, but only with those people. That's my take on that question. That was a good question. So, one second, so let me wrap up this so we can know, because what I have for you is one of the ways in which we can manifest our desires. So I want you to now Let me think if there's anything else that I wanted to share in terms of the sequence of how manifestation works or it doesn't work. So remember the formula. For those of you who will want it, you can call me, you can get in touch with me, and then if I have to make sure that I have your email before we go, so I can send that to you via email. And then by keeping yourself grounded and heart-centered, that keeps you in the present moment, that is where all of your power lies, present moment. So if you catch yourself thinking about the future, bring yourself to the center, heart center, and ask yourself, how can I feel, let's say you want to feel the frequency of connection, of joy, how can I feel joy? Recall in your mind a time when you were very joyful and make it very alive, and then get in touch with that joyful frequency, and then you can, but you have to monitor yourself at any given time. Where are you? And then periodically, how am I doing? Am I feeling okay? Am I feeling centered? Am I feeling off balance? Am I feeling angry? And then that is kind of like a retraining in the mind. So what I want you to do now is we're gonna engage in a meditation, manifestation, that has kind of two, artificially, kind of two parts. One is, you asked me the question of how you can release. So the first part of this meditation is going to allow us to release unconscious beliefs or agreements. Because we all come. Remember another thing, that when you incarnated in this life, you came up, you already made contracts and agreements with certain people at certain given times. So what the soul needs, it always gets. The soul will kindly guide you to those things. You already have that built in when you come in. But we can block it by all this type of mental conditioning, reprogramming. So you want to release the garbage, the programming that we all go through as we grow up. So in the first part of the meditation will help you to release. And you simply breathe into the area that I will guide you, and you just release, just release, just release. Then you'll be releasing. It will be a start. That doesn't mean that it's the only time. You have to continue working with that. Repetition. Another thing that I just remembered is, if you want to reprogram your subconscious mind to allow to clear and make space for the new things that you really do want to manifest, there are two times in the day, there are two times specifically that are perfect for manifestation, but perfect. One is, to have access to your subconscious mind. So one is just before falling asleep. Just before falling asleep, when your mind is not fully asleep, but just falling asleep, that gives you perfect, that's in an alpha or theta kind of brainwave, and that you can, I gave you in the handout examples of different affirmations that you can use according to whatever you want to manifest for yourself. Choose one, you start with choosing one, and then you can reprogram your subconscious in that regard. Repetition, I'm gonna get to you. And the other one is when you just about, for me it's easier to do it that way, just about waking up. You're not awake yet, you're in that between state, between completely waking up and that is another time that you can use the brain waves to access your subconscious mind to affirm for yourself, and meditation, or do a very brief meditation on seeing yourself and the mental image that you want to create for yourself. Okay, so those are two things. You had a question?
No.
So those are two things. Okay, so the second part of the meditation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Dani. We talk We talk, and the second point is just I'm going to guide you, and you're going to be visualizing and creating for yourself something that concretely that you want to manifest in this year. Fair enough? So we are going to first clear to make space, to purify ourselves, to make space for the new. The second part will be creating that image. So before we enter into it, I need you to write down, I did put in a blank piece of paper where you can write down what you wanted to create and look into the affirmations to see which area you want to go into.